All right, guys, what is up, my fam? What's the family? Welcome to another episode. Today, I have no script. I have no list of topics I want to hit. This is straight from my mind, from my brain, from my heart. What I want to talk about today, and it's a video, or sorry, it's something I never thought I'd talk about, but I guess I will now, is what I absolutely hate about web development. What I absolutely hate about being a web developer. Like, it sucks sometimes. It's not always the best. I mean, yo, like, we get to live a nice lifestyle. I went from making $23,000 a year, right, or $32,000 a year, to $45,000 in 3 months, and increased my salary significantly. And what's even more crazy is that within the next couple of weeks, I could potentially make even more than a doctor. Just for being a web developer, for being a developer, for being in code and being me. Which is absolutely insane when you think about that. So I want to go into it right now. Excuse me. All right. So now, to be quite frank, I love being a web developer. I love coding. If there was a job I had to do for the rest of my life, it would be a programmer. Like, really. Because I enjoy doing it. It's addicting and it's fun. But even though there are great perks like high pay, good culture at a good amount of companies, not all of them, and the freedom of being able to work anywhere in the country. Like, if I wanted to quit my job now, I could quit. I can find a job in Nashville. I can find a job in Virginia. I can find a job in Florida, anywhere. If I wanted to, if I put my mind to it. Like, I could work from anywhere in the world. I can get a remote job fairly easy, so I can work from anywhere. So that's an amazing stuff about web development. But there are some downsides. So number one, the first one is this. Imposter syndrome. It sucks. It never goes away. It never goes away. Like, I just interviewed for a new job recently after quitting my job. And there was a coding test. Even though I've been doing this for so long, even though I'm very confident in what I'm capable of doing, man, I was so nervous. Like, I felt like it doesn't matter how long I've been coding, I'm going to bomb this. Like, my confidence went down the drain, even though it shouldn't. Like, it sucks. But it's always going to be there. I thought it went away. Like, I don't feel as much as I used to. But I still feel it. You'll never... Well, it feels like maybe you will, but it just feels like you'll never feel confident enough. And it sucks. And it sucks mentally speaking, because for me, it's mentally draining, man. That confidence and sometimes wondering, is this really meant for me? Should I really be doing this? Should I just give up? Should I do something else? And it sucks. And, like, I think that is one of the reasons why I am so slow sometimes at work, because I'm scared of being proven wrong. I mean, not proven wrong, but being exposed, being a bad developer. That makes sense. And so that never goes away. Another thing I hate about web development is that, yes, you get so many opportunities, but man, some cultures at companies are really toxic. Like, I feel really thankful that for me personally, that if I was not happy at a company, I can quit. I don't have to give them 2 weeks notice. I will if they were treating me well, right? But I don't have to, because if they were to lay me off, I wasn't given a 2 weeks notice. I was laid off on the spot like that. And some cultures in this industry, because sometimes there's a leader in the industry or in a team organization that just doesn't understand how code works, doesn't understand how things need to process in development. When there's a design needs to be 100% before you start building design of code. It's just, that's how it should be. And some people don't do that. Or maybe some people are controlling. So maybe some people are just really like to micromanage. And this stuff exists in there. And it sucks, because I've been able to speak with a lot of developers. And unfortunately, a lot of developers have told me this. Now, if you're experiencing this as a junior developer, it sucks. You are stuck there. Like, you really are. Like, there's nowhere for you to go. Like, I experienced that. But I'm a junior developer. Who's going to hire me? That's why it took me 2 years to get a mid-level job. And then finally, when I got that job at that next company, man, like, yeah, I was treated so well. I've never had a boss as amazing as my boss at Entrepreneur. Like, he was amazing. Now, my next one, after meeting him, he's pretty amazing too. But, like, I felt that. And I felt stuck. And that sucks, man. Because this industry pays well, even as a junior developer, a junior web developer like me who knew nothing. So that stuff like that exists. It's there. But it's something we have to endure. But if I was to ever face that again, I will never let that happen again. If someone is being toxic to me, the culture is that bad, I'm leaving. I don't have to stay there. I can find another job. Third thing that I hate about this industry is how computer science graduates look down to self-taught developers. What's really interesting, though, is that experienced developers who have a degree, I've rarely met someone who looks down onto people who don't. I've rarely met a CS graduate who's like a veteran, 5, 6, 7 years experience, look down on self-taught developer, because a lot of them realize, wow, there's some really good self-taught devs out there. But a lot of new hires, a lot of new people who just got the degree will automatically think that they're way better than someone who's self-taught. But there are also those unicorns who've been in industry for a long time who think the same way of us. And that's so frustrating, man. It's there. And you see it. I'll tell you this. I have felt that at every company I've ever worked at. Every company. From another developer or from management. I have felt that. And it sucks. It's not a good feeling at all. And it's like, yeah. But for me, it's like, hey, I didn't have to pay loans. I'm about to make bank, like, more than the average developer really soon, guys. Now, I'm not saying that to brag, but I'm saying, yo, I'm self-taught. I know another friend who works at Amazon, self-taught mobile developer making $250,000 a year. And he's been coding for only 3. Like, but I will be doing something similar, if not more, right? But even though that's a fact, even though self-taught developers are known really well out there, there are always going to be people with degrees look down on you. I remember I was in a meeting where everyone in this room, an executive, has a degree except me. Someone's getting a doctorate, someone has a master's, someone has a bachelor's, someone has an associate's. I'm the only one who didn't have it. But whenever their opinion was needed, they wouldn't go to me, even though I was the one that was experienced in web development, design, and marketing. But it's just like that, and it sucks. I think that's not just in the coding industry, but that does exist in just industries all around the world, which is true. But that shouldn't exist in the tech industry, because so many people who have founded so many companies are self-taught developers. Like, it's insane. It blows my mind away. So that stuff exists. Another thing that I hate, which I also love, but it's kind of like a love and hate relationship, is this. You never stop learning, guys. Like, you never stop learning. I am learning every single day. Even if I'm not purposely trying to learn something, I'm learning. Technology moves fast. I was really good at jQuery, HTML, CSS, and then technology, after a year or two, moved on to React.js, to Node.js, to Less and Sass. And now there's Svelte.js, and now there's Tailwind CSS. It's all these different technologies that are coming out right now. And it's saying you have to keep up with that. Why? Why is that so important? Because you do not want to be content with your skill right now. You don't want to be complacent. Why? Because there will be a time that you'll get laid off, that you'll lose your job. You might get fired. But because you didn't keep up with these new skills that come out, you don't have to be the master of them, but you have to be efficient with them. If you don't keep up with that, you will have a hard time getting a new job. This is a fact. Now, I don't know how I kept getting new jobs personally. It blows my mind away. I am just the luckiest man in the world, honestly. But I am putting an effort now keeping up new technology. So I'm using Svelte.js. I'm using Tailwind CSS on the new products I'm building for this side contract that I have with this small company. And I'm also learning ethical hacking because it's fun. I mean, if I have that in my portfolio, man, that's pretty amazing. If you can do regular web development, front-end development, and ethical hacking, you know how to defend yourself from hackers, and you can help the company. I might not be the best, but I know something. That's huge. So, but fortunately, on the bright side, I enjoy learning Svelte.js. I enjoy learning Tailwind. I enjoy learning ethical hacking and just cybersecurity in general, because these are things that I'm interested in. And I'm very lucky because I love to code. So learning these new things is not hard, but man, you have to keep learning. I love it more than I hate it, but I also hate it. It's not always fun. Next, and I think this is a interesting thing as well that I don't like about the industry, about the industry, I mean, is that, man, everyone thinks that you can solve everything. Everyone thinks you can do it quickly. I mean, what I hate is how people in management will always think that you can do something faster than you really could. Now, that's normal in everything because, you know, that's why you're hired, because you're the developer and you need to be the one who can tell them this is how long it will take. And that's normal. But man, that could get frustrating at times. I mean, literally, this has happened to me in the past because of misunderstanding. There was like a yelling competition between a colleague of mine and a leader. And that stuff happens, but it sucks, man. Oh, what else do I hate about web development? Burning out is really easy. It's so easy. Why? Because you're always learning. You're like, web development and just coding in general, software development, is different from many other jobs because it requires a problem solving. It requires creativity. It requires you to think like crazy, meaning you are using a lot of brain power every single day. It can be exhausting. Honestly, when I look back at entrepreneur, I think that's why I was laid off. There were other developers that could have been laid off too. But I think that I personally was laid off because I was burned out. And I think they were able to tell that. They were able to tell that, you know, Chris isn't as interested anymore. He's taking a lot longer to finish his projects. And I got laid off. And I'm honestly, I don't regret that though. I really don't. Being laid off from that job was the best thing that ever happened to me because so many new opportunities came. But man, it gets burned out easy. Even when it's YouTube talking about code, it gets tiring sometimes. Like, what do you talk about? How to be creative and stuff. Sometimes it gets really tiring. I've been doing YouTube for 3 years. But this stuff is so easy to come by. And I think it's really important to be able to watch yourself in this. Because burning out is so much easier than you realize. Going 200 miles an hour forever will not last. You cannot do that forever. You have to learn to take your break. Now, if you're building your own business, that's different, right? Building my own business, I go 300 miles an hour constantly. And then I take my breaks here and there. You have to be able to watch yourself. Like what I was doing was that I was studying code every single morning, every single night, and then coding 8 hours a day. Now, I was coding like crazy at Entrepreneur, like nonstop. There were times I would work 12 hours a day. And that stuff is so easy to combine. I think that's why you have to be able to watch yourself. Now, I think for me personally, what I'm learning is really fun. But after I get a little bit more comfortable with Svelte and Tailwind, I'm going to start just only focusing cybersecurity. And I'm going to learn cybersecurity 1 hour a day. I'm not going to go longer. It does not matter where I stop at. Only 1 hour a day, Monday to Friday. And then 2 to 3 hours a day on the weekends. Just to relax. And then eventually, on the weekends, I'm not going to think of YouTube. Not going to think of code. I'm just going to play games all day, man. Why am I saying games? Because with this new job I'm going to have, playing games is okay. I'll tell you that. I'll explain that in another video in the future or something. But man, web development is amazing. But there's so many things that can make it so difficult. Like the competition is fierce. But if you network right, if you know the right people, man, you can get paid well. And you can have a good time doing it. And I really wanted to make this episode because I want people to understand that coding is not always fun. It's also not for everyone. But it is something that I think everyone needs to at least grasp just a little bit, man. I'm sure there's a lot of things that I missed that people don't like about code. Here we go. Problem solving. Last one. And what I mean is bugs. Man, sometimes solving a bug is such a pain in the butt, dude. And sometimes you have a brain fart to the point that you look at the solution right in front of you, but you just can't see it because your brain is just that tired. Anyway, that's it. Thank you guys for listening, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to follow me on here. And if you can, let me know what you think. Leave a review on the iTunes podcast review or just hit me up in the DMs on Instagram. Please let me know what you think of this. Love you all. Thank you for listening. This is Krishan. This is the life of a web developer. And I'm out. Peace.